Hi, today's show we're going to be talking about your muscles and your power and where you get your energy from. A lot of times people are thinking that energy comes from some magical place or from food, but actually some of your power is from your muscles, and really how you handle them and enjoy them gives you lots of energy to push through and to climb every mountain and accomplish every dream. So today, our topic is you've got the power. Muscles and bones make the life that we live really possible. People who do not have the use of muscles and joints are thoughtlessly called vegetables. And none of us want to be a vegetable in a vegetative state. We take precautions even to the point of having legal documents drawn up in case of coma, do not resuscitate. On the other hand, in a recent Olympics, we enjoyed the beauty and artistry of pure strength as the athletes with gleaming muscles and strong, healthy bones leapt, swam, ran, and cycled across our screen in absolute wonder and majesty. I would love for you to remember when you were in a peak body. Were you an athlete? How did you use your God-given gift of strength and power? Did you comprehend how absolutely amazing your body was? Likely not, as you have never known anything different. Now, I love being an athlete. I really didn't think about athletics. I was always about training, the skill, the camaraderie, the sheer joy of running, skiing, skating, and playing ball. In high school, I was a powerhouse. I routinely completed a 440 race on track and field. I ran cross country, and I also skied cross country. I was on the Red Cross certified swimmers team. I could even do backflips off the high dive board. I was fearless in my body and ran for the joy of running. I enjoyed skating on ice for the aesthetic beauty of the dance and was thrilled with the twirl. I was all in when it came to enjoying the body I was gifted. More recently, actually last year, I'd been hanging around some young people who were using their body this way, and I realized that I'd lost my bar from which the measure of joy in a youthful, healthy body actually stemmed from. In my mind, I am back to my youthful activities, pacing back into a much more vibrant lifestyle. So what I lost, where I could see it, I was hanging around with people who were flipping off the diving boards and really just full using their body. And although I'd been keeping things up, I'd been running on the mountain, I'd been swimming, I added a lot more to my routines. And also there was this kind of joy that I added in. I'm loving my workouts. After rappelling down a sheer rock face a few months prior to this decision, I got pretty bruised up and broke my toe, so I decided it was time to return to the youthful muscle strength I had enjoyed in my teens. Each day is an adventure in training, and of course, shooting gold light into my muscles for help is getting there faster. I'm in the dance aerobics, lifting small weights, practicing yoga, and now some super fun things that I'd forgotten and loved, swimming and ice skating. In my morning swim, I do 40 laps, followed by some underwater spins and somersaults and backwards dolphin moves, and maybe a little swimming underwater. I've even started diving again. It might seem absolutely ridiculous to have it be such a big deal, but many years ago, while being treated for cancer, I had been told I should never swim again. I was also told after being in a wheelchair that I would never walk without a cane or run again. And honestly, every day and every activity is precious to me. And sometimes we do have to raise our bar and make it much higher. Get over the memes and miasms that the doctors have delivered saying, you'll never swim again, you'll never walk again, you'll never dance again. That's all over for me. Years later, I'm now very healthy and having no conversations running in my mind. I'm thinking it's natural to swim, and it could be the thing that helps me recover my tweaked knees from running. Can it? I wonder if I can. Did someone tell you not to use your body in some way maybe it's not ladylike or to act your age. Did you begin to have an achy joint or an injury and take it as a sign you should slow down or cut back on your activities? If so, I challenge you to do a big clearing of your timeline and all the slowdowns that got you where you are now. Next, place back your blissful, youthful body with vim, vigor, and enthusiasm because, my friend, it ain't over till it's over. And life is a daring adventure filled with joy and opportunity, and it's here for us now. And you do have the power to make your life a wonderful, powerful, joyful experience every day. That's all for now. Take care and look forward to talking with you soon. Bye-bye.